Hey, everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It's your host, Alan Scher. We are an 18-minute podcast. We have 80,000 members around the globe. And today I'm going from Arizona all the way to my old stomping grounds in Florida. We have special guest and good friend of mine, Ilana Moses. She is the founder of the Florida Spa Association, actually a little bit before I took over the Spa Association. Welcome, Ilana. Good morning.
Thank you. Welcome, Alan.
Of course, it's afternoon, I know, in Florida, because we're back to the three-hour time change. I have to tell you, moving to Arizona, I kind of like this no time change thing.
That is pretty cool, because you have to adjust.
Yeah, and I don't like adjusting.
Spring ahead.
I don't want to spring ahead, and I don't want to fall back. So I'm glad I'm living in Arizona. I forgot when you told me before we started taping that you actually started Florida Spa Association in 2009. That was a year before I took over the precursor to the Spa Association, which was the Day Spa Association. It's been like 12 years for you now, 11 years or 12 years?
Actually a little more, because we started in 2008 with the concept, and we started gathering ideas and how we're going to support the state. And my first event was in June of 2009. So we were already a year into developing what we were looking at.
I love it. A lot of people don't know you had an entire history before the FSA in our industry. Tell our listeners what you used to do.
Well, I was a rep for many years. And when I first moved to Florida, I apologized for stopped, but a phone was ringing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Nobody cares about all the interruptions anymore. It just exactly. Is what it is, right?
As long as the dogs don't stop barking.
Yeah.
I was a rep when I moved to Florida, which was back in 1999. I had a sales background in New York, working with buying groups. So, and I had a passion for cosmetics and skincare. So I naturally said, okay, this is like I saw. You know, when I looked at Florida with the landscape, it was spa heaven. I said, "Ooh, I got to get into that area." And that's when I started repping, and I got on board with Dr. Dennis Gross, which at that time was MD Skincare. And I pioneered MD Skincare for 14 years.
That says a lot to me, because I don't think if you've never been a rep, or as we tenderly say, and lived on the dark side of the business, right, being on our end, it is a amazing amount of training, but it also helps you build contacts and people and territory, right? All of those things you use with FSA came into play because you spent 14 years at Dr. Gross, right?
Absolutely. When I started the Florida Spa Association, the people that came onto the board were all they were all in operations. So they were spa directors, and it was a team of about seven people. And I was the only one that, well, with the exception of Charlotte Prescott, she was also a vendor at one time. I kept my vendor hat on. And although I've learned so much about spa operations, I always had that vendor mentality. So it really was a tremendous aid for me to understand what vendors needed, you know, what they were going after when I did the FSA.
You've surrounded yourself with an amazing group of people. You mentioned Charlotte Prescott. I would also say Linda Higgs, right? And some other people who, were they initially, were you guys out having a glass of white wine or something and talking about starting this? How did this, what was
no.
the thought?
Well, I go back with Suzanne Holbrook, way back to 19, I think we met in 2001 when she moved from Atlanta. And Suzanne and I were, you know, I got Dr. Gross, MD Skincare, into all the Ritz-Carltons in Florida. And Suzanne and I have a very, you know, a long relationship, a very good one. She's like a sister. And she was part of this whole Florida Spa Association when we started. And I'm trying to think of who recommended. I initially started this with Christy from Spa Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Christy brought in Charlotte. And once I got to know Charlotte, fell in love with her. And
yep. Yeah,
she's the best. And we had people like William Aranga was part of it. Tim Williams was part of it. And through that, when we started to have events, Linda Higgs, who was at the time with the spa at Shula, at the Don Shula's.
Yep.
She kept coming. She loved, you know, she loved the FSA events. And Charlotte was the one that said, we need to bring her in. You know, let's get her on the board. And we did. And she was amazing. I mean, Linda, and she still is, you know, a really very critical part of what we, you know, our mission of what
so
we do.
Tell me again, what was the thought that said we should start an association that supports Florida spas?
Well, for one, Florida has an amazing concentration yes. of spa. Probably, I would think, the largest in the United States, if not California, but it's more concentrated. And I just, being a rep and just seeing all these other associations like coming to fruition during, you know, back in 2007, 2008, I said, you know what, there's a need for a regional association that is just focused on that state. And that's when I got the idea, like, you know what, I need to do this. And Christy was doing the Spa Buzz at the time, and also the Buzz Bus. And that's when the two of us put our heads together and said, we got to do this.
I love it. Well, and obviously people across the country know it and want to go, even if they're not in Florida. So you've made a good impression all over the darn place as well. Let's talk about, I'm curious, do you consider Florida, concentration aside, is Florida a unique market for spa in any regard that you would point out?
Is it unique?
Yeah.
I think it's diversified. We've got so many different, you know, the category of spas is varied. You've got destination spas, you've got resorts and hotels, and they're plentiful. You know, we've got so many. You've got country clubs. That's huge. And we were very excited to collaborate with the Country Club Association this past year during the pandemic. You've got residential, you know, buildings that have now, you know, built their own spas. So that, and some of them are open to the public. So that's another resource. And then you have some day spas that are a little bit more high profile, because the only ones we don't really get involved with are those little small mom and pop, like salons. We don't really find, we stay, you know, away from salons because it's just not the same fit.
You know, the other thing I love about Florida, and you remember, Kathy and I had a home in the Palm Beach area for 13 years before we started going to Palm Springs. We used to confuse people with that all the time, Palm Beach to Palm Springs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I loved everything about Florida. I love the humidity. I love the weather. There's just something about it, but I'll never forget. I think I had my very first outdoor massage at the Four Seasons in Manalapan a million years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is the way massage is supposed to be. You're supposed to hear the seagulls and the rustling of the palm trees. And I mean, even though we don't live in Florida anymore, I still, every time I think about getting there, it puts a grin on my face. I just have the best feelings with spa and Florida go together. That's right. Just what it is, right?
Yeah, well, you know, as spa evolved, you know, there's been a tremendous evolution over the years in spa. And being that Florida is, you know, the weather, it's tourism, you're getting people coming from, you know, other countries, you're getting people that buy into Florida. Just the real estate market alone boomed over the past, you know, couple of decades. So it was only, it's almost like a natural evolution.
Yeah.
And spa became a very big part of the hospitality industry.
Quick digression. During the course of the last year of the pandemic, did the price of real estate change in Florida? Were people still moving in because you're tax savvy and you got great weather and all the other reasons?
People, yeah, definitely. Real estate is at an all-time high. There's actually this little bidding wars going on for real estate.
Because people, you know, want to live in Florida.
They want to live in Florida. They want to get away from the cold. I think a lot of what happened with COVID, with New York, we have a lot of New York migrating here. And I guess just the cold weather with COVID, with being able to eat outside.
Are the New Yorkers going to migrate back to New York? Or do you think a lot of them said, forget it, we're just going to move down here?
You know what? That's a prediction that I don't know if I could even foresee.
Yeah.
I think they'll go back. New York is, I'm from New York. So there's a special place.
Oh, really? We couldn't hear that in your voice.
You couldn't tell, huh? New York is special, and I think people will go back. I don't think New York's being abandoned in any way.
Yeah.
But I think Florida is going to, there is an uptick in people coming down here and moving.
Speaking of dogs, that's Rocco in the background. Yep. By the way, I love New York. I've told everyone who's ever known me over the years knows if I say that I have some favorite cities in the world, one of them is New York, because New York is a walker's town. I just like, I think being able to go out to dinner and then go walk for a block or 20 blocks or 50 blocks, it's just a great town for walkers, and I'm a walker. So I love New York City.
Well, New York is the city that never sleeps.
Oh, it's just, to me, it's right up there with London and Paris in terms of, you know, the kind of ecosystem that makes up that city. To me, it's just fabulous.
No, it's wonderful and safe, by the way.
Okay.
Very safe.
Something else, you said this to me before that, you know, there was a time, other people do trade shows in Florida, but they do shows elsewhere. But you guys are strictly a Florida trade show, support the local spas show. Can you address that?
Yes. We started out being exclusively dedicated and invested in the spas in the state of Florida. And we have remained on course, focused, and that's where we have not steered. We have not strayed. We have remained focused on our spas because our mission statement, and by the way, I did forget to mention that George Lopez was very much part of
George, yes, of
yes,
course.
George Lopez started this. And our mission statement was to be the best destination for a spa experience. And that's what we wanted to do, was to enable our spas to facilitate them so that they get the best practices, that they get all the reinforcements and support that they need to run a successful business. And that's where we're at. And we have not moved from that.
We're speaking with Ilana Moses today. She is a good friend and another association chairman. She runs the Florida Spa Association. Well, what's your actual website?
Oh, it's in, my website is www.floridaspaassociation.com.
Okay. I want to ask you about trade shows, because we, as you and I sit here in the middle of April, we know, April 2021, we know there's shows on the schedule, people are getting vaxxed, the world is starting to open up again. So tell me what's going on this year with the FSA.
Well, very exciting. I also want to mention, but I think you know this already, that during COVID, we took a deep breath and we ended up having an in-person event in the middle of, you know, lockdown. Well, it had opened up. Florida is a little looser in terms of restrictions. So we ended up having an event at the Ocean Reef Club. And it was amazing because people needed to get out. I mean, people were getting, you know, stifled. So we had an unbelievable event, very safe. And that kind of set the precedence of how we can handle ourselves and, you know, continue as we start climbing out of this environment, out of this isolation, and get back to, I guess it's a new normal, but going back to a semi-normal situation. So what we have planned this year is we have the Seagate Hotel and Spa, which is coming up soon on May 18th. And then we're going back to Ocean Reef again in September, September 27th. And then we have an annual little social, you know, soiree type of an event with the Carillon Wellness Resort in Miami. And that's with Tammy Pale. So that's what's on the book.
Got it. Wait, are those on your website? Can someone go find all the sites on the floridaspaassociation.com?
It's on our 2021 calendar. But we're also doing a lot of different things too, like different webinars and Zoom calls. And we do a lot of, you know, we work with our vendor members to allow them to promote and so forth. So they have a voice.
Good. And it doesn't matter that they're not in Florida. People should still be aware of what you're doing and look at your education and the other things that you're doing as well. Correct?
Absolutely. Our following goes beyond Florida. So we do a newsletter. We do a monthly newsletter every month.
I know. I love getting it. I read it thoroughly every time I get it.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. We do that. We do, you know, we have social media. We have a couple of people on the board that are a little more savvy than I am on, you know, when it comes to all these social sites. But we try to keep our, we try to keep everybody engaged, which I believe we do, and consistent.
I love it. Speaking of social, last thing here before we go, do you, you're on Facebook, I take it, and you're on Instagram. Do you think TikTok is important now, or is it growing, or does it matter if you're in the spa channel?
TikTok?
TikTok.
I have not done TikTok. I know what it is. I know what it is. Maybe I'm dating myself a little bit here. I don't know how important that is. I think what people want to know is they want to be connected. They want to grow their business. They want to hear what's going on. And I think that part of social media, as long as you stick to what you're doing within your industry, within your area, what's happening, can, you know, letting people know where they are. One of the biggest things in my newsletter, we call it spa juice, you know, which is supposed to be like that, you yep. know, extra on ABC or NBC, whatever it is, just keeping people up to date. There's so much movement. And right. especially this time, you know, due to the pandemic. But even prior to that, people are moving around, whether they're vendors, whether they're spa directors. So keeping people connected so they know where everybody's going. And then we do, you know, features. We feature a vendor, we feature a spa director, and we try to engage in topics that is, you know, relevant to our industry.
Well, I'm going to keep reading your newsletter. I'm going to continue to be on social media, although I will tell you that it's not that I'm reticent for the next thing. I just think people are so overwhelmed right now that even if you're keeping up with Facebook and Instagram, it's a load. And you need someone to be doing it all the time now to mm-hmm. stay current. So I was just curious because I've done some interviews and people love TikTok and it's the newest thing. And I'm going,
it's fun.
Oh my God, do I have to learn another program?
Right? I think it's a fun thing.
Yeah.
But again, there's a lot and people are exhausted and people right now are dealing with, a lot of our spa directors are dealing, they're wearing many hats.
Yep.
Let me put that, you know, let me say that.
Ilana Moses, she runs the Florida Spa Association.com. Reach out to her. She'd love to hear from you. Ilana, I miss you a ton and I can't wait to see you. And I look forward to doing it this year. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I feel the same way and hope to see you real soon.
And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.